Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Lycanthro. They are from Ottawa in Ontario, Canada. We listened to the song Iris, which is part of their 2025 album Remnants of Rapture. Before that, we listened to Iron Kingdom. Great show a few weeks ago in their album release show. It was pretty good at the rig show. They are from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the songs Defenders, which is part of their brand new album, Shadows and Dust. And we started the set with Cyber Octopus. They are from San Francisco, California in the United States. And we listened to their latest single, 28 Songs Later. That, yes, as you guessed, is kind of related to the, you know, 28 Fill the Blank Later movies that have been out. Well, the last one just out a few months ago. All of them are very, very good. 28 days, 28 weeks, 28 years, and then 28 years, the Bone Temple. Anyway, highly recommend it if you like that kind of genre, which I'm sure you do. And so, yeah, these three bands as well are going to play in the Armstrong Metal Festival. Lycanthro is playing on Friday, the 17th, Iron Kingdom as well. And Cyber Octopus also is the second to, I guess, Heather act on Friday, right before Rivers of Nile. So there you go, a couple of Friday bands for you. And yes, let's actually let's try and chat with Breton now and find everything about the Armstrong Metal Fest. We are here with Breton from the Armstrong Metal Festival. How are you, Breton?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with us tonight and also in such short notice. I really appreciate it. How are you doing? How was the weather over there? Well, you're not in Armstrong. Where are you? You're in near Kelowna, near Kamloops. Where is it?
Well, personally, I live in Enderby, which is just 10 minutes up the road from Armstrong.
I see. Okay. And how's the weather now? How's the weather been the past few days?
Sunny and hot.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's a blessing and sometimes it's a curse, isn't it?
Yep.
I see. Okay, I guess the festival is coming, you know, in the next, I guess, the next weekend. So for those people that are not too familiar with the festival, can you give us maybe a little bit of history about it? We've spoke to Jesse before, but, you know, we wanted a better, you know, fresh, you know, source of truth. So thankfully we got you. So if you can give us a little bit of history about the festival.
Yeah. So back, our first year was 2009. So let me think back that far. I was 20 years old. So was Jesse. The year before, he had gone to Vaken. And, of course, I was super jealous, but I found a little local band festival in Kamloops called Metalocalypse. I think that was in May or June of that year. So that was a pretty cool little local show, 10 bands or so out in the middle of the woods with the generator. And just the way they put it together, it seemed very doable. Like, this was something maybe I could put together with the help of some friends like Jesse. So I called Jesse up with the idea of doing something similar. Talked to my dad about maybe using some farm trailers up on the farm where we lived. And my wonderful parents let it go ahead. And yeah, we put our own 10 or so bands together on some trailers at the farm.
That's amazing, man. You sound like a youth version of the, you know, the Woodstock, whatever. Like, it's pretty amazing, pretty awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that was year one. And then year two, we had so much fun. We wanted to do it again and try and go even bigger, see if more of Dad's farming friends could lend some more trailers and move down to a different part of the farm where there's more space. And it grew from there. So a couple hundred people in the field. And after that, Mom and Dad thought it was getting a little too big for the farm, so we looked for another place to have it, and Jesse managed to wrangle up the Hassan Arena and IPE grounds where the local fair always happens every year in Armstrong.
There you go. Oh, that's a great, I guess, you know, was it like the first, you know, the first step for going kind of, I don't know how much bigger, but, you know, bigger than the previous, I guess, locations?
Yeah. Yeah. So year three was the first year that we did it at that location, and we've been there since, and it's just, it's let us grow and get just that little bit bigger every year.
That's pretty good. Is this, I haven't keep track of the, you know, the bands and all that, but is this like by some statistics the biggest, like this 2026 edition, or has there been, I don't know, one with more bands or one with more you know, band, I don't know. Anyway,
we've always had 2 days, and there's been a couple times we've gone into the low 30s for the number of bands, but we found we had to give people really short time slots, like 20 minutes or so, and we just felt that wasn't fair to the bands to have to play that short of time. So we got it to a consistent 28 bands over the 2 days for the last couple of years. This is definitely the most we've spent on bands this year, but we could say that every year. Every year it's a little bit more expensive. Of course, the band's expenses go up, so their fees have to go up, which we totally understand. And of course, our ticket prices have to climb a little bit every year to account for that. Everyone has to reach deeper into their pockets every year, and it's the same for us.
No, but that's, you know, two good points. Of course, you know, beautiful or awful, however you want to call it. I say beautiful just to, not to swear, but beautiful inflation and all that. But then, yeah, you were very right about the logistics, because, you know, sometimes we as fans and audience like forget that, well, you know, yes, you're there to enjoy and you're going to enjoy for sure. But, you know, there's a little bit of, okay, let's take, you know, this gear off and put the new on, or at least a few of them, and, you know, sound levels and et cetera, et cetera. Like it's not just like, you know, plug and play, like literally one after the other. So there's, yeah, there's time to set up and all that.
So, yeah.
And okay, so is there, or do you know if there is, and if there is, like how many like first timers at the festival?
Ooh, I don't have that data handy.
That's okay.
I can maybe get our webmaster to look into the ticket buying history, but yeah, you probably have to get an interview with our webmaster to find that out.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm just curious about, you know, if there's, you know, if these years you have 10 bands that are going to be there for the first time, or, you know, on the other hand, if you...
Oh, you're talking about the bands.
Yes. Yeah, the bands, sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you meant attendees coming for the first time.
Oh, No. I'm sure you're going to have fun as usual and have tons of people there, but... No, I was talking about the bands.
Yeah, the bands. We definitely have more first-timers than repeat bands. There's a few bands in the area that, of course, play a lot. Jesse's band is playing for the last time. And I've just rejoined as the drummer myself for that. So Odin Fist is playing for, I don't know how many times it's been, but more times than not. Because,
yeah.
Of course, one of the perks of running a festival is you get to put your band on it.
Precisely. Well,
And a few other friends that have played before, none of the same bands that played last year. We try and rotate locals in and out so everyone gets a chance.
No, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that, I mean, of course, you know, if there's locals, I mean, you know, like it's kind of like your local bar, right? Like this is your local festival. So, I mean, like, you know, you kind of have to be there to support. And of course the fans and, you know, the locals that attend them are going to probably love you too. So it's kind of a little family, kind of like a family reunion. So that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you also having some other, events or I guess artists besides like the actual bands, like in previous years?
Yeah, personally, my focus is on the stage, and there's other people that take care of everything else going on around the campground, but there are a few things. There's the Yeti Games, which is our little survivor campground-style games where the I think the winner gets a ticket to next year. The Beer Helmet March, where everyone makes costumes out of cardboard beer cases. We get some pretty incredible ones every year. We've had an actual fire-breathing dragon before.
Wow.
Winner there gets a ticket to next year. There's the Metal Market, where in one of the other buildings on the fairgrounds, we've got vendors there, and that's actually open to the public. It's a building between the arena where the music happens and the campground. So everyone funnels through there, and you need a ticket to get into the arena and into the campground, but that space in between, the public can come in and check that out as well.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's very well thought, you know, like so that anybody can go and check out the merch and all that, or, you know, art or whatever, trade crafts, whatever they're doing. So that's pretty cool. And yeah.
There's also the Friday, there's going to be a sword fighting club doing demos, and the Saturday there's going to be Thrash Wrestling, which is a WWE style wrestling show that gets put on. They've been coming and doing their thing for several years.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's pretty popular too.
Yeah, and that's another one that's outside the arena, so anyone can come see it.
That's pretty cool, man. You have
a ticket to catch that one.
You have thought your events very well. I don't think that much detail was we were aware on previous occasions, but yeah, this one is really, really cool to give everybody a chance to participate. So that's awesome. And I guess to where can people go to find about the schedules, to get tickets, information, you know, all that?
Yeah, armstrongmetalfest.ca is the main place. And then there'll be links to all our socials on there, Facebook, Instagram. I think we got a TikTok.
Yeah, all the beautiful social media will be there. Okay, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And if I seem to remember, you have like 2-day passes, right? Like, and then includes the campaign, whatever. Is that still the case?
Yeah, yeah. A pre-sale ticket that you can get on our website gives you a 2-day pass that includes camping. And those will be available at the door as well. And available at the door only are single-day passes. So if you can only come for the Friday or only come for the Saturday, you can get a single day pass at the door.
Sounds good. Are you personally excited for any particular band or bands or events or something that is happening this year?
Pretty stoked on our headliners, Rivers of Nihil on Friday. Love their new lineup with Andy from Black Crown Initiate. Their drummer moved to our area recently and gotten to know him a little bit. He's a super cool guy. And then Dying Fetus on the Saturday. They're legends of death metal, so that's a huge one for us as well.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, you know, from the camaraderie with the new drummer, and then yeah, all that. And of course having, you know, a band that you have either listened or whatever, followed for a few, you know, a little time, then it's definitely exciting. That's cool.
Yeah.
And of
then
course,
I guess
playing.
For a little shameless self-promotion, Odin Fist, which is Jesse's band and was my first band a long time ago, 20 years ago in high school, we started that band together. And then I went on to do heavier stuff. They're more of an Iron Maiden style band, but this is the last Odin Fist show that there's ever going to be. Life has kind of gotten in the way for all the band members, and I'm coming back just for the last show, full circle.
There you go. So that's there you go. Yeah, like you said, life is a circle, and then, well, more reason to go and, you know, attest the legacy of Odin Fist. So that should be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, let's remind the people about where they can get their information, their tickets, everything, please.
Yep. ArmstrongMetalFest.ca.
There we go. Yeah, and then we'll be promoting, you know, the Facebook and all that and social media. But I hope you have a very, very fantastic festival, as you do for, you know, pretty much every year or every year. I don't know, anything else that you want to add or that we missed?
No, I think we covered it pretty good. Once again, listeners out there, armstrongmetalfest.ca. check it out. We've got our schedule up and going with all the events I mentioned. Hope to see you there.
Yep, absolutely. You shouldn't miss it. It's going to be a blast, especially this year. Thank you again, Breton, for being with us tonight. And yes, we'll chat soon, I hope.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All right.